This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is featured. The following is read by podcast editor Marin DeMargel. Starbucks released their long-awaited fall drinks on August 24th. This year's lineup includes an impressive array of four pumpkin and apple-flavored beverages. Returning drinks include the pumpkin spice frappuccino, pumpkin cream cold brew, and the infamous pumpkin spice latte. These fan favorites are now accompanied by a new drink, the apple crisp macchiato, which is served both hot and iced. The pumpkin spice latte is known as one of Starbucks' more popular drinks, and, according to junior Holly Travers, for good reason. My favorite drink from Starbucks would have to be the pumpkin spice latte, Travers said. Although the pumpkin flavor is subtle, it brings out a perfect balance between the cinnamon sweetness and the bitterness of the coffee. I would definitely recommend to anyone looking for a nice pick-me-up during the day. To see if this latte lives up to its reputation, a series of careful taste tests were established, and a final review and ranking of the Starbucks fall beverages was created. In fourth place was the pumpkin cream cold brew. While this drink is great for people who love the bitter taste of coffee, it lacks the punch of flavor that the other drinks had. The cream on top added a layer of sweetness, but it wasn't enough to combat the strong taste of the coffee. In third place was the apple crisp macchiato. This drink has a strong apple flavor while still maintaining the taste of the coffee. However, these two flavors are quite an obscure combination. The taste was so foreign that it was very difficult to decipher whether or not the drink was enjoyable. Overall, though, the drink was very sweet and reminiscent of fall. The pumpkin spice frappuccino took second place in the ranking. This drink had a very mild, enjoyable pumpkin flavor, which was complemented by the whipped cream and pumpkin spices on top. This drink is great for people who don't like the taste of strong coffee. In first place, defending its reputation, is the iconic pumpkin spice latte. This autumnal creation is truly the quintessential fall drink. The pumpkin flavor was evident and coupled well with the taste of the coffee. Hints of cinnamon and nutmeg were also evident, adding a lot of fall flavor to each sip. Each of these drinks were good in their own way. When looking for a drink with a strong coffee taste, consider ordering the pumpkin cream cold brew. Trying to discover a new fall flavor? Try the apple crisp macchiato. The pumpkin spice frappuccino is perfect for those who love the taste of fall but don't like the taste of coffee. And, if looking to try the best fall drink at Starbucks, order the pumpkin spice latte. This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for listening. To find out more information about The Echo, visit our website at wgecho.org. Tune in next Friday for a new episode of this podcast. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin MacLeod.